This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Who's talking is on the air. Frank and Hobbo are up next. Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
Dr. Robert Call's company, Clinical Research Partners, needs you to participate in a clinical trial to help tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines.
So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We will be enrolling for flu study this fall.
You could help make the difference for many other folks with your same problem. Think of it. You could be somebody else's hero.
Dr. Call is advancing medicine to improve lives.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
My name is Vince Dalton. I've been an orthopedic surgeon with Ortho Virginia since 1991. I've been on the forefront of how technology has evolved with joint replacements of hips and knees. At Ortho Virginia, we do more joint replacements than any other practice in Richmond. Our surgeons have superior knowledge and experience. We help evaluate and educate patients on an individualized treatment plan that works best for them.
To schedule an appointment with Dr. Dalton and other joint replacement specialists, visit orthovirginia.com. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose: to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Get ready for the adrenaline-charged, precision-crafted performance at Crown Acura Richmond. Introducing the TLX, powered by a VTEC turbo engine.
Hold on tight as the MDX showcases performance for seven, delivering power and space in perfect harmony. At Crown Acura Richmond, we bring you power-packed performers, meticulously crafted, second to none.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street and find precision-crafted performance. And now, the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision-crafted performance and effortless transactions.
Whether setting a UVA record for tackles in 1983 or heading up Hildreth Moving and Storage today, Charles McDaniel knows discipline and dedication. Hildreth Moving and Storage has a simple game plan to be the best moving services company, period. It's already been named a top moving and logistics provider across the region. Individuals or companies, near or far, one thing's clear: next time you need a move, trust a Who to get the job done. Call Hildreth, 1-800-476-6683.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now. Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Jeff McDonald and Associates, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hildrup Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus Sales and Marketing, and Mitchell Endoscopy. Here's Frank and Habbo.
All right, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Frank and Habbo in studio as usual. Welcome to Wahoo fans, ACC fans, sports fans in general. We're smarting a little bit as we get ready to talk to Paul Collins, Dr. O, and later second half hour, Chernard Newby. I'm having trouble saying it. Chernard. Say it one time.
Chernard.
Chernard Newby, former defensive back for the Hoos back in the day, and we opened with Paul Collins. And Paul, I just wanted to introduce you. You were obviously played for the Hoos 87 to 90. I looked up real quick. You had, I think, 7 wins, 8 wins a couple of times, 10 wins. So you were back there in the glory days of George Welsh.
Plus number one ranking in the nation.
Absolutely. So it's got to be a little tough as a member of the football family to see what's going on these days, I assume.
It is. What's the Who song? No One Knows What It's Like to Be the Sad Man. I think that's kind of appropriate right now. So. Cue that song on exit for me, guys.
Okay.
All right. Well, at any rate, it's. I think we're 0-5 for the first time since 1982, which was George's first year, and obviously things got a whole lot better as his career in Charlottesville unfolded. Is there any hope the same thing will happen under Tony Elliott?
I do think there's a lot there. You know, we've got some guys on the roster, young guys that are clearly talented. I don't care what league you're in. It's a quarterback-driven team. Your results are likely going to arrive at your quarterback. We appear to have a pretty good situation there with not sure about the flip-flopping, but regardless, you've got a young guy that clearly is the future of the program at quarterback. You've got some receivers. We've had some success in the portal. But I guess that's where I kind of sidetrack, you know, really in today's environment. So I still don't think most fans understand the dynamics of the NIL and the portal. You hear it, you talk about it. I don't think they understand those dynamics and the impact on what it has on programs like ours. And so how we're going to play in that in the future and moving forward, and how we're positioned for that, that's going to be the real answer. That's going to be the real answer to any coach in our program. Is what are the foundational things that the school's going to do, the administration's going to do, to put us in a position to have success in the portal, in the NIL, because it's clear the schools that have figured it out are having immediate success, and the ones that haven't figured it out and have had an exodus for whatever reason, you're going to struggle, and currently we're in the latter group.
So, Paul, this is Frank. Thanks for coming on tonight. Let's drill down a little bit. Virginia has lost 17 players since Bronco Mendenhall chose to resign, and 3 players that are deceased. So technically, 20 players total are gone. Was this season essentially doomed before the first kickoff, or is this team and this coaching staff, are they capable, perhaps, of turning this around and getting some W's and then carrying that forward into 2024?
So I do think there's going to be some W's. The kids are not, for all the stuff we can pick on, and I'm simply not going to pick on the players or the coaches. Plenty of people who want to do that. If you got a short pair of gym shorts and you have an internet account, you can pick on the coaches and the players. So I'm simply not going to go there. But, you know, the kids are close. We've been in most games. Learning to win is a process. Unfortunately, you know, the patience isn't there for a lot of people. And And again, I'm just going to say they're close. They've got to get over, I think, a lot of mental stuff. I think one big thing that you mentioned is, listen, there's no program in the country that's coming off an off season like we did. There's no coaching staff in the country that came off an off season like we did. It's hard enough to come in with a new staff taking over for an old staff. And then when that old staff verbally communicated to players to leave and to get out, and they did. Nobody had the mountain to climb that Tony and his staff did. So football's hard. Winning is hard. You always hear it. Football's a game of inches. Winning is a game of inches. Again, you've got a 4-1 Tennessee program that, again, you can pick apart anything you want, but first half competitive, we ran out of gas. You played a JMU team that's been the best team in the state for 10 years. They know how to win. They expect to win. We were in that game. We should have had that game. But their kids in the fourth quarter, when your tank's on empty and you're coming down to just sheer fortitude, their kids expected to win. Our kids had a little bit of doubt. So, Maryland's going to be an 8, maybe a 9-win team. I certainly see 8 wins out of Maryland this year. Coulda, shoulda, woulda, guys. You know, outside of a first time, our quarterback, you know, really showed he was an 18-year-old true freshman. We were in that game. BC, we're in that game. So, are there going to be wins? Absolutely, there's going to be wins. I'm just going to again go back to foundationally what I said earlier about moving forward. What's the school? And when I say the school, I don't just mean the athletic department. What's the school and the athletic department's commitment to positioning our program, not just the coaches and the players, but what's the commitment from the school and the athletic administration to put our program in a position to have success in the portal and the NIL programs?
I think, Paul, that's what Wally Walker's being brought in to help with. And
absolutely.
I'm sure he will. Let me ask, and I'm not trying to be too negative. And first of all, don't knock gym shorts. I like gym shorts, you know, back in the day.
Your shorts were too short.
They were short shorts. Yeah. But
let me tell you something. That was a travesty.
My legs probably would have been better in longer shorts, but that's another subject. But let me just ask you.
You did have long socks.
Yeah. Long socks, yeah. But it seems, and I hear you saying maybe it's depth and whatever, but you look at the rain delay against Madison, we come out and lose an 11-point lead. Maryland was tied at the half. We get blown out in the second half. And BC, we're ahead by 2 touchdowns and come out, and I guess it paper said we had 39 total yards in the second half. What's going on in the locker room on these breaks?
Listen, that's a legitimate question to ask. And I don't want to get into the keeping my kids off the phone stuff. That's been beaten, to death. But, yeah, so listen, it is legitimate to say, hey, guys, what are your game time adjustments? Heard an interesting comment from a super friend of mine who's associated with another program in state. And he said, the first 15 plays of their offense are scripted, and they typically score. They're averaging 10 points in those first 15 plays. And then once they go off script, they have to adjust and they have to bring in, on the fly. That's when, they lose their attention, their focus. So, it is a young coaching staff. Tony had a ton of success at Clemson with some real dogs, right? I mean, let's face it, guys. Tony's teams at Clemson, they were loaded. And, so sometimes Tony's experience at Clemson is, you're calling the dogs off after the second half. So I think, Tony's got some Tony has to change things up, whether that's – I don't call that a criticism. But, yeah, something coming out of the locker room, yes, has to be different. Now, saying that, guys, we've got no depth. I mean, all you got to do is look at the field.
There's almost zero depth.
None. And all you got to do in the fourth quarter, look at it. Our guys, their hands are on their hips, their heads are down, and they're sucking swamp gas. So I'm telling you, our kids are leaving everything they've got on the field. And sometimes injuries, FYI, sometimes injuries happen when a kid should be resting on the sidelines, getting a series off. getting some oxygen, getting hydrated. We don't have that luxury. So, you know, some of the second half is our guys are giving it all. I see a lot of guys that are laying it on the line. And in come Q4, when you're going against their guy who's only had 20 snaps and he's fresh and he's breathing fire and you're pulling on your reserves. So that's a process there that I think those two things, we're running really, really lean. And I don't think Tony's experience at Clemson, in most cases, coming out of the locker room, they had to make many adjustments through his career. So I think Tony, you know, has to show that they've got to be able to make some adjustments in the locker room and come out, you know, come out different. But, again, with this asterisk that Q4, our guys are sucking some swamp gas.
You know,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Paul, it occurs to me watching the games and following the team and from, you know, summer ball, really spring ball and the spring game, summer ball through these first five games, there's certain things that are obviously improving. For instance, I think the offensive line is improving some. Now, they had to improve because they were at the rock bottom. And to be fair, yeah. to be fair to every one of those kids, they came from everywhere.
Yeah,
I mean, there was a player from Dayton. There's a player from Houston. I mean, you got two guys that retired from football last year in both Devine and Leach, which caught the coaching staff off guard, I'm sure. You also had the quarterback, Jay Wolfolk, decided to stick with baseball 100%. So now, looking at what they have now, and I think Virginia does have two excellent quarterbacks now. I think the problem is they got to build up that offensive line and somehow keep everyone they've got now. Chris returned and played in this game finally. He should have been at Virginia for 3 years already. I mean, I don't know how they let him get away. His brother played at Virginia. Lex Long, the safety, returns this week. Defensive end Ben Smiley returns this week for William Mary. And, you know, you've got these guys. Nanana looks like he's actually starting to gain some confidence out there at tackle.
And they're putting a tight end or a back to help him, which is we talked about that from game one. I'm like, what are you doing leaving the guy on an island?
Yeah, they should have done that against Tennessee. I don't know what they were thinking. That Tennessee game was they couldn't even get on the charter jet on time and get out of town. You know that story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they changed charter companies. That was brilliant. Brilliant decision, UVA athletic department. But anyway, I want to point out the fact that since that game, there's demonstrable difference in terms of this O-line. Now, their pass blocking has improved dramatically. The run blocking really has barely improved. And I think that has to do with you need some guys that have the want to and the ability and the hunger to go mano a mano and drive defensive men right off the line.
You do, but also on fourth and one, I don't need a quarterback 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage handing off to a running back 6 yards off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, what is that?
I'm sick of seeing third and short and fourth and short with your quarterback 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Get your damn quarterback up under the ball,
yep.
And you tell Hollins, I need a yard and a half, and Mike Hollins is going to get that yard and a half from behind the center versus having to make up 6 yards to get 1 yard. So don't, you know. So that you have to say that too, right? So when you say they don't want to move kids off the ball, I'm going to tell you most programs, and I saw it repeatedly this weekend, by the way, where the commentators are going, what are they thinking? It's fourth and one or it's third and one, and they're in the shotgun. Put your quarterback up under the center, you man up, you put Mike Collins 3 yards behind that, and you tell Mike, Mike, I got to have a yard and a half.
Hit the hole.
And I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, Mike's going to get it.
Hit the hole. I mean, the Eagles have figured out how to get a yard. The Eagles get behind the center, and their backs run up behind him and slam the quarterback in the back, and they go
well,
get
the point yard. Is, in that short yard, you got to convert those. You know, that's
you do, just, and you do.
But you say that. You say that, but when you put 5 new offensive linemen out there every year, Hobbo, for the last 3 years, Virginia has had 5 new guys starting in the O-line.
Yeah, it's a problem.
You're not going to beat anybody.
Paul, before we let you go, who should play quarterback going forward?
Well, you know, that's a really interesting question. I have a lot of questions on that. Did they tell Calandria, hey, man, you're at your red shirt limit and you got to go let me buy some O-line? And then you're our guy next year. So I don't know. Listen, I like them both. Calandria is the future of the program.
Hey, Paul, we're going to leave it there, and I agree with you. All right, we're going to break. Come back on the other side. We have Dr. O joining us from Ortho, Virginia. Stay with us. Who's Talking? Show number 499 continues.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Clinical Research Partners, a Richmond-based clinical research company, is working to help develop more effective medicines to treat conditions other than cancer.
Dr. Robert Call co-founded Clinical Research Partners after a long career as a respected allergist.
Dr. Call played football for the Cavs and is a UVA med school alumnus. We have to keep looking for better ways to treat disease because not everyone responds to what's currently available, and new diseases such as COVID continue to occur.
Hey guys, lots of new stuff happening at your Richmond area TGI Fridays.
New lunch menu starting at $8.99 with classic dishes and healthier options. $5 happy hour apps, so awesome we now offer them Monday through Friday. And what's really great, fresh hand-battered chicken and unbelievable hand-breaded shrimp.
So come on down, grab a cold beer, dine with friends, and catch the Hoos. In here, it's always Friday with drink specials all day, every day. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
At Crown Acura Richmond, we're taking convenience to the next level with ClickLane, where buying or trading your car has never been easier.
Visit crownacurarichmond.com to explore our stunning lineup. And with ClickLane, you can easily navigate the process from the comfort of your home. Or come to 8704 West Broad Street, where you'll find precision craft performance and now the seamless power of ClickLane.
Crown Acura Richmond for precision crafted performance and effortless transaction.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. You know, the biggest concentration of UVA fans outside of Charlottesville itself is here in Richmond. It's our hometown, and Town Bank is proud to bring what we call hometown banking to our members. We're known for providing exquisite service and for our deep involvement in the community. As a proud graduate of UVA, I'm a big fan of the home team, and I'm a big fan of hometown banking. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. Frank and Hobbo in the studio. We thank Paul Collins for joining us in the first segment. We got Dr. O with the Ortho Virginia Injury Report here momentarily, but we should mention, and we'll probably mention this again, this is show number 499, which means next week is show 500, and we're having a gathering at Friday's Broad and Glenside. Please come out and help us celebrate. We got some giveaway items, some gift bags. It's just going to be a lot of fun as we kind of reminisce about the past and look forward to the future of Who's Talking. But right now, Frank's got some ortho questions for Dr. O.
We are delighted to have Dr. Owusu Chow joining us right now. First off, I want to congratulate you, Doctor. Your team played excellent football against Notre Dame, and I was cheering for them, and I thought they played excellent ball. Just wanted you to know that.
Hey, man, I appreciate that love. I mean, we're happy to be in the spotlight finally for football.
Well, you know what? You got to tip your hat. Duke has been playing good football.
And absolutely.
I've got some friends that went to Duke, and they need to know that we appreciate that and love that.
I think what was impressive was the crowd at Wallace Wade Stadium. There have been a lot of Saturdays where there weren't very many people there, but it was a full house for Notre Dame, that's
and
for
that
sure.
That was fantastic. All right, let's get on with the UVA injury report. Dr. O, we understand that defensive end edge rusher Ben Smiley, who is recovered from a concussion, will be back and playing against William Mary. We know that safety Lex Long will be back to play against William Mary, and that's a big deal because Jonas Sanker is making all the tackles by himself. He needs help. Lex Long is a good tackler, and that will help him. I can't remember how Lex Long got hurt, but he's been hurt so long and rehabbing so long, I can't tell you. I can tell you that Malcolm Green, the transfer from Clemson playing some nickel and some cornerback, suffered a violent collision in Chestnut Hill against a player named O'Keefe, and they took O'Keefe off the field on a stretcher. He was a Boston College player, and you know everybody was holding their fingers and doing just fine and praying for him, and it looked like it. As he was going to the tunnel, he gave a thumbs up like he was okay, and I saw him moving his hands, which is a big deal. But Malcolm Green was helped to the UVA sideline with what appeared to be head, neck, and maybe upper shoulder injury of some sort. We don't have any information yet on this at this time. At the same time, we know that Antonio Clary, a Virginia defensive back who's been playing some safety, he is out for the rest of the year. He elected to have surgery on his ankle, and we don't know the full extent of that, but that usually means that a tendon and ligaments tore away from the bone, and that's been my history and knowledge of that since going back to the 70s. Have you heard anything more than that, and how would Virginia, assuming what we little bit we know, that's what happened?
Yeah, no, I'm presuming it's a ligamentous injury related to ankle instability. And to your point, tendon and ligament injuries, those soft tissue injuries, they do take a long time to come back from. Anytime you're stabilizing a joint or tightening up any or repairing any tendons or ligaments, you're probably looking at a good 10 to 12 months to return to full tilt, largely because the joint has to adapt to its new state of stability.
Yes,
I want to circle back to the traumatizing head, neck, and shoulder injury there. You know, that's a team doctor's nightmare. That's what we're all, frightened about. We hear about concussions a lot in the news and what have you. But even just as scary, maybe more so, are these neck injuries, which go hand in hand.
Yes.
So we're always praying that we don't see anything traumatic from that. That's scary stuff.
Well, you know, it reminds us all that the game of football has those moments where athletes are vulnerable, and it's you know, it's a collision sport. And, you know, we wish Malcolm Green the best luck in his hopefully speedy recovery, and that he did not suffer anything too horrendous, and also the young man from Boston College. But, Dr. O, we want to thank you and everybody at Ortho Virginia. We hope that you and your colleagues will join us next Monday night over at Friday's over on Broad Street near Glenside. We're going to have an awesome celebration. We're going to be distributing your beautiful aluminum water bottles with the Ortho Virginia logo. Mm-hmm.
I haven't met Dr. O yet.
We need you to come on out and hobnob with the crowd.
You know, meet Frank and Hobo. You know, but at any rate, Doctor, we thank you, and we really do hope we can see you next Monday night. All right, we're going to break. Shernard Newby is our guest in the second half hour, and we got the Olympic Report. Lots of things yet to do. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. One of my favorite songs of all time. There's the Eagles. Boy, what a band. Whew. I was very lucky. Got to see Glenn Frey when he was still alive playing with the Eagles, and very few concerts could touch that sort of experience. Anyway, we are delighted right now to have clearly one of the nicest guys, and he was clearly also had to be one of the biggest safeties ever to play ACC football. He's like 6'5", about 280 pounds. And
until you said safety, when you said nicest guys, I thought you were talking about me.
No, survey says, I'm just kidding. Linda, don't get mad at me. I'm just joking. God. Shenard, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Hope you're well.
I'm doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. So I've built you up into this mythic creature with your size and everything. Tell me, did you ever consider playing linebacker? I mean, when I met you, I was like, there's no way you played safety.
No, sir. You're far too kind. I was more of a finesse player, so wide receiver, quarterback, cornerback, safety. That was probably more my speed.
Okay.
I didn't really want to mix it up with the big boys.
Well, I tell you what, you were one of the big boys. I think your parents forgot to tell you. You know, but anyway.
That was like me in my basketball days. I stayed out on the perimeter. You got banged up if you went near the rim, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I
was a knucklehead. I liked to mix it up and run inside and get almost decapitated.
Yeah, Frank was a running back. He liked to get hit, which
well,
yeah, I'm sure
Frank,
he did on occasion.
Frank was a thud. Frank was a pure thud.
I was better as a flanker. I loved being a running back, and there's nothing quite like taking a handoff in a game, but when you're out on the perimeter and running downfield on a second and long or third and long, that's pretty exciting stuff. But all right, let's get on with the show here. Virginia has a huge game coming up, and it looks like they are getting safety Lex Long back to help Jonas Sanker, who the poor guy is making like 10, 12 tackles every game, if not more. I know he'll be glad to see his running mate Lex Long back there with him. They did lose, unfortunately. It looks like Malcolm Green probably will be out for a bit at corner. And Dre Walker hurt his knee after that interception. I don't really understand how he could have gotten hurt. I watched that play over and over, and I just didn't see it. But, you know, sports is a crazy thing, right? But huge game against William Mary. William Mary is a running team. They put up 300 yards of rushing last week against Elon, and all I could figure is they must have been fumbling and stumbling and bumbling if they can't win with 300 yards of rushing against Elon. But, oh well. What are your thoughts going into this all-important game?
I like our chances. I'm a Wahoo Wah mm-hmm. for life, so... I just think that we can minimize the turnovers on offense and, you know, not put our defense in a bad position and not giving the opposing team a short field to work with. I think we can, you know, every game is winnable. So if we can control the controllables, I think we had a good shot.
You know, somehow this team has to find a way not to lose. I mean, this game they were ahead 21-7 at the half. There have been other games this year. They were ahead 14-0 at Maryland and then had the horrible fourth quarter experience. JMU, they went into that weather delay in the locker room up by 11 points. They lost that game. It's almost as if this team is a little snake bit here in the first half of the season, but they have a chance to start getting on the right side of the ledger this coming Saturday, and I think the game is a 12 noon kickoff, Hobbo.
It is, 12 o'clock, Scott Stadium.
So what do you think the defensive coach, Rudzinski, is doing this week to try to help his Chargers get ready for the Tribe?
Well, I think they're, you know, if being a defensive player, you know, you got to do your job. You know, you can't really worry so much about what the offense is doing. We can't really be in a position, focus too much on what they're doing and what they're not doing. The only thing you can do is do your job and make sure that you're not the weakest link. So from a defense standpoint, you know, just trust your reads, trust the game plan that the coaches have worked so diligently to present to the guys, and just play fast. And, you know, you got to really want it, because winning is not easy. So I think the guys just stay focused. I think we got a good shot this week.
You know, Chouinard, you know, Frank made reference to Jonas Sanker, and you have the experience of being a safety, and Sanker's making a lot of tackles. Ideally, do you really want your safety leading the team in tackles? That probably means your defensive line and linebackers are not necessarily doing the job. Is that right?
No, you're spot on. I couldn't have said that much better. So, I mean, if your safety is leading you in tackles, probably not ideal. He's probably not making a lot of TFLs. So he's probably making the tackle, obviously, 5-6 yards or more down the field. So, but, I mean, he's doing his job. So he's the last line of defense. He's one of the quarterbacks for the defense. And I've been watching the kid. I really like that kid. I think he has a bright future.
He is definitely going to play on Sundays. I've watched Sanker. Sanker flows from sideline to sideline like a hot knife through butter. And I've
noticed they have what they call a nose for the football.
Well, and also instinct to go. When he puts the pedal to the metal, he gets to the play. And some guys don't have that gear. But I've noticed after games, the opposing coaches come up to him and congratulate him because they know how good he is.
And he's a good tackler, too. That makes a big difference.
He's a solid tackler, yeah. Chouinard, we haven't heard from you in a while. Tell us what you're doing in your life these days, and how are all your kids?
Life is good. Kids are good. It's funny you ask, because I'm actually at youth football game.
Good.
So obviously, as you guys know, I'm from Surrey County. So we actually started Surrey Youth Sports last year. So we're in year two. We're playing against our crosstown rivalry, Smithfield Packers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot going on, a lot of good things happening. As a matter of fact, fellow Wahoo Billy McMullen was our keynote speaker at our banquet last year. So I'll definitely, you know, keep in contact with you guys, and maybe we can find a way to partner.
Now, Billy, you had overlap with him, right? Were you the same year, or how many years did you play with Billy?
So Billy was he was a year behind. Obviously, you know, he went to Forks Union in 98, and so he came in. I was a redshirt freshman, and he was a true freshman. So actually playing, we were the same year.
You know what? Billy played at Henrico High School in Richmond, and I followed him from his high school days. And I remember when he won the Dudley Award, and I finally got a chance to meet him that night. And he and I have been friends for a long time, and he always speaks glowingly of you and some of his buddies from the good old days. And you guys had a lot of fun. You got to play with both Welsh and Groh, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate and blessed to play with a lot of guys that you know, injuries kind of derailed my NFL dreams after being all ACC, but it just wasn't in the cards for me. But I was definitely fortunate to play with a lot of guys that went on: Billy, Angelo, Matt Staub,
yep,
even you know, the greatest Wahoo of all times, Anthony Poindexter, my rookie of the year. So, really
AP,
fortunate.
Hey, tell the truth: did you shut down Billy in practice?
Yeah, well, it's funny you ask, because me and B Mac, we used to always go at it in practice. I used to have a running joke that Armstrong held him to one catch for 5 yards his senior year. So it didn't really happen, but it's just, you know, locker room banner. So he's really a good guy.
You know what? I like to tease Billy a lot. He will be on our show next week to celebrate our 500th broadcast, and we were delighted that you were able to join us tonight for our number 499. And we wish you and your family the best of luck going forward, and hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about the rest of the ACC right now for a minute or two. If you want to stay with us, we'd like to get your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, guys. I'm a Wahoo Wah for lifer, and thanks for having me on. And you guys are doing a great job. I listen to your show every week, and you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We've already talked about UVA versus William Mary. The game is not on the sports books, but I think Virginia would have to be favored by, like, maybe a touchdown in this game if they were putting it up on the big boards in Las Vegas. Boston College is at Army, which is a very interesting game. They're traveling. The Eagles travel to play, the cadets up there on the Hudson there. Army's favored by 3 points. I think this is a nail bite.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Over at Friday's over on Broad Street near Glenside, we're going to have an awesome celebration. We're going to be distributing your beautiful aluminum water bottles with the Ortho Virginia logo.
I don't know about you. I haven't met Dr. O yet.
We need you to come on out and hobnob with the crowd.
You know, meet Frank and Hobo. You know, but at any rate, Doctor, we thank you, and we really do hope we can see you next Monday night. All right. We're going to break. Shernard Newby is our guest in the second half hour, and we got the Olympic Report. Lots of things yet to do. Stay tuned. You're listening to Who's Talking. The mission is clear at the Faison Center: to give children and adults with autism and related challenges the best opportunity to improve their life's journey through evidence-based practice.
Their mission across the lifespan is accomplished through specific programs designed to meet the needs of families at different points in their lives. The Faison School, the Faison Behavioral Health Clinic, and Faison Adult and Residential Services.
There are two locations in Virginia, Richmond and Newport News. To learn more, go to faisoncenter.org.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Wolves, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit Virginia Athletics Foundation.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With 3 offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Mitchell Endoscopy Center is a full-service gastroenterology practice specializing in colon cancer screening. All procedures are performed by a physician in our state-of-the-art endoscopy center under monitored propofol sedation.
New recommendations for colon cancer screening start at age 45. Cancer screening should be a regular part of your life. Screening tests help find cancer early.
Come visit us at MitchellEndoscopyCenter.com or call 804-282-3114 to schedule your screening colonoscopy now.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Finance at Town Bank Richmond. I'm a proud UVA graduate, and I see Cavalier pride extending out to everybody. Players, students, fans, everyone. That same sense of community is what you'll find at Town Bank Richmond. This is a bank that, like UVA fans, believes in being an integral part of the community. That's why we lend money only to local businesses and why we give back. Go Hoos and go Town Bank Richmond. Visit townbank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Ortho Virginia is now introducing the newest doctor, Dr. Owusu Achow, but his patients know him as Dr. O. Dr. O is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries with Ortho Virginia. Dr. O practices locally in Richmond at our Schrader Road office, as well as Prince George. He performs minimally invasive repairs of the knee and hip, especially ACL surgery and hip labral repairs. Excellent team-based sports medicine care has the power to level the playing field and uplift communities. At Ortho Virginia, we are passionate about getting you back in the game.
Clinical Research Partners is on the front lines fighting viruses such as COVID. Would you like to help Dr. Robert Call and his colleagues?
Simply go to their website, clinicalresearchrva.com, or call 804-477-3045.
Consider enrolling in a clinical trial study. So many of our participants benefit in obtaining valuable information and treatments that improve their health.
Dr. Robert Call and his team will provide safe, efficient, and patient-centered care throughout the course of the clinical study.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. One of my favorite songs of all time. There's the Eagles. Boy, what a band. Whew. I was very lucky. Got to see Glenn Frey when he was still alive playing with the Eagles. And very few concerts could touch that sort of experience. Anyway, we are delighted right now to have clearly one of the nicest guys. And he was clearly also had to be one of the biggest safeties ever to play ACC football. He's like 6'5", 280 pounds. And
until you said safety, when you said nicest guys, I thought you were talking about me.
No, survey says, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Linda, don't get mad at me. I'm just joking. God. Shenard, welcome to Who's Talking Tonight. Hope you're well.
I'm doing well, guys. How you guys doing?
I'm doing great. So I've built you up into this mythic creature with your size and everything. Tell me, did you ever consider playing linebacker? I mean, when I met you, I was like, there's no way you played safety.
No, sir. No, sir. You're far too kind. I was more of a finesse player. So wide receiver, quarterback, cornerback, safety, that was probably more my speed.
Okay.
I didn't really want to mix it up with the big boys.
Well, I tell you what, you were one of the big boys. I think your parents forgot to tell you. You know, but anyway.
That was like me in my basketball days. I stayed out on the perimeter. You got banged up if you went near the rim, you know.
Yeah, exactly. I was a knucklehead. I liked to mix it up and run inside and get almost decapitated.
Yeah, Frank was a running back. He liked to get hit, which I'm sure he did on occasion.
Frank was a thud.
I was better as a flanker. I loved being a running back. I mean, there's nothing quite like taking a handoff in a game, but when you're out on the perimeter and running downfield on a second and long or third and long, that's pretty exciting stuff. But all right, let's get on with the show here. Virginia has a huge game coming up, and it looks like they are getting safety Lex Long back to help Jonas Sanker, who the poor guy is making like 10, 12 tackles every game, if not more. I know he'll be glad to see his running mate Lex Long back there with him. They did lose, unfortunately. It looks like Malcolm Green probably will be out for a bit at corner. And Dre Walker hurt his knee after that interception. I don't really understand how he could have gotten hurt. I watched that play over and over, and I just didn't see it. But, you know, sports is a crazy thing, right? But huge game against William Mary. William Mary is a running team. They put up 300 yards of rushing last week against Elon, and all I could figure is they must have been fumbling and stumbling and bumbling if they can't win with 300 yards of rushing against Elon, but oh well. What are your thoughts going into this all-important game?
I like our chances. I'm a Wahoo Wah for life. So, I just think that we can minimize the turnovers on offense and, you know, not put our defense in a bad position and not giving the opposing team a short field to work with. I think we can, you know, every game is winnable. So if we can control the controllables, I think we had a good shot.
You know, somehow this team has to find a way not to lose. I mean, this game they were ahead 21-7 at the half. There have been other games this year. They were ahead 14-0 at Maryland and then had the horrible fourth quarter experience. JMU, they went into that weather delay in the locker room up by 11 points. They lost that game. It's almost as if this team is a little snake bit here in the first half of the season, but they have a chance to start getting on the right side of the ledger this coming Saturday, and I think the game is a 12 noon kickoff, Hobo.
It is. 12 o'clock, Scott Stadium.
So what do you think the defensive coach, Rudzinski, is doing this week to try to help his Chargers get ready for the Tribe?
Well, I think they're, you know, if being a defensive player, you know, you got to do your job. You know, you can't really worry so much about what the offense is doing. We can't really be in a position focus too much on what they're doing and what they're not doing. The only thing you can do is do your job and make sure that you're not the weakest link. So from a defense standpoint, you know, just trust your reads, trust the game plan that the coaches have worked so diligently to present to the guys, and just play fast and – you know, you got to really want it because winning is not easy. So I think the guys just stay focused. I think we got a good shot this week.
You know, Chouinard, Frank made reference to Jonas Sanker, and you have the experience of being a safety, and Sanker's making a lot of tackles. Ideally, do you really want your safety leading the team in tackles? That probably means your defensive line and linebackers are not necessarily doing the job. Is that right?
No, you're spot on. I couldn't have said that much better. If your safety is leading you in tackles, it's probably not ideal. He's probably not making a lot of TFLs. So he's probably making the tackle, obviously, 5-6 yards or more down the field. So, he's doing his job. So he's the last line of defense. He's one of the quarterbacks for the defense. And I've been watching the kid. I really like that kid. I think he has a bright future.
He is definitely going to play on Sundays. I've watched Sanker. Sanker flows from sideline to sideline like a hot knife through butter. And I've
seems
noticed
they have what they call a nose for the football.
Well, and also instinct to go. When he puts the pedal to the metal, he gets to the play. And some guys don't have that gear. But I've noticed after games, the opposing coaches come up to him and congratulate him because they know how good he is.
And he's a good tackler, too.
He's a solid tackler, yeah. Chouinard, we haven't heard from you in a while. Tell us what you're doing in your life these days, and how are all your kids?
Life is good. Kids are good. It's funny you ask because I'm actually at youth football game.
Good.
So obviously, as you guys know, I'm from Surrey County. So we actually started Surrey Youth Sports last year. So we're in year two. We're playing against our crosstown rivalry, Smithfield Packers. So it's a lot going on, a lot of good things happening. As a matter of fact, fellow Wahoo Billy McMullen was our keynote speaker at our banquet last year. So I'll definitely, you know, keep in contact with you guys, and maybe we can find a way to partner.
Now, Billy, you had overlap with him, right? Were you the same year, or how many years did you play with Billy?
Billy was he was a year behind. Obviously, you know, he went to Forks Union in 98, and so he came in. I was a redshirt freshman, and he was a true freshman. So actually playing, we were the same year.
You know what? Billy played at Henrico High School in Richmond, and I followed him from his high school days. And I remember when he won the Dudley Award, and I finally got a chance to meet him that night. And he and I have been friends for a long time, and he always speaks glowingly of you and some of his buddies from the good old days. And You guys had a lot of fun. You got to play with both Welsh and Groh, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I was fortunate and blessed to play with a lot of guys that injuries kind of derailed my NFL dreams after being all ACC, but it just wasn't in the cards for me. But I was definitely fortunate to play with a lot of guys that went on: Billy, Angelo, Matt Staub.
Yep.
Even the greatest Wahoo of all times, Anthony Poindexter, my rookie year. So, really
AP. Fortunate.
Hey, tell the truth. Did you shut down Billy in practice?
Yeah, well, it's funny you ask because me and B-Mac, we used to always go at it in practice. I used to have a running joke that Armstrong held him to one catch for 5 yards his senior year. So it didn't really happen, but it's just, locker room banner. So he's really a good guy.
You know what? I like to tease Billy a lot. He will be on our show next week to celebrate our 500th broadcast. And we were delighted that you were able to join us tonight for our number 499. And we wish you and your family the best of luck going forward and hope you'll stay with us. We're going to talk about the rest of the ACC right now for a minute or two. If you want to stay with us, we'd like to get your thoughts.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, guys. I'm a Wahoo Wah for lifer, and thanks for having me on. And you guys are doing a great job. I listen to your show every week, and you guys are awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. We've already talked about UVA versus William & Mary. The game is not on the sports books, but I think Virginia would have to be favored by like maybe a touchdown in this game if they were putting it up on the big boards in Las Vegas. Boston College is at Army, which is a very interesting game. They're traveling. The Eagles travel to play, the cadets up there on the Hudson there. Army's favored by 3 points. I think this is a nail-biter game, just like Virginia and BC, and I think that's too close. That's a pick 'em. Marshall is at NC State. NC State's favored by 6.5. I figure NC State will cover, although we are hearing that the coach at NC State is benching Brennan Armstrong, and I think they're scapegoating him. The truth is NC State has lost a lot of talent from their last couple of teams, and, Brennan needs receivers just like every quarterback.
That's big news. I had not heard that.
Syracuse is at UNC. The Tar Heels are favored by 8.5. Syracuse is still smarting after losing at home to Clemson. I think Carolina will cover. Wake is at Clemson, and Clemson's favored by 21 on Saturday. Georgia Tech is at Miami. Miami's favored by 21. Notre Dame is at Louisville.
That may be the game of the weekend in the league.
And believe it or not, Notre Dame is favored at Louisville, and I'm predicting this as my upset alert. I think the Cards will beat Notre Dame in Louisville. What do you think?
Those are some definitely some interesting games. Those are some of my toss-ups. A lot of good games this weekend. I'll try to catch as many games as I can this weekend. I don't want to jinx anybody, so I don't really have a predicament.
All right, so VPI is at Florida State. That's the last game that I have not mentioned.
What's the line on that?
Florida State is favored by 24. I think that's too much. I'm going to predict right now that VPI stays within single digits down there in Tallahassee, and I think it's going to surprise the Noles because I think the Hokie quarterback got some confidence this past week, and the running back got some confidence.
Yeah, Florida State's had a week. I would say Florida State by a couple of touchdowns, but you're right. 24 is too many.
That's too many points.
Yeah,
that's a big number. 24.
That's a lot of points.
Strange things happen. So
I mean, Boston College gave the free shoes you a little scare 2 weeks ago. I think the Hokies are going to give the Noles all they can handle.
I don't know. Doak Campbell, that's a tough place to go. I'm sure Chouinard knows that.
Chouinard, we want to thank you and your family and friends, and we wish you the best of luck at the Pee Wee football right now.
I hope
you're having fun.
Hope your kid wins their game, We lost him, I think.
I think we lost him. All right, we're going to go to break. We got the Olympic Sports Report, and Hobo and I will talk about the coming weeks and the standings for the ACC, and also the top 25 rankings, which have come out in the last 24 hours. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues after the break.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6683.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Final segment tonight of Who's Talking, show number 499. Unbelievable. Number 499. Who's Talking? Hobbo and I are going to launch into the Olympic Sports Report, and then we're going to sort of put a bow on all the ACC contests as well as the ACC standings, upcoming shows, including the 500 show next week.
and there's some news surrounding that. Habo doesn't even know about it yet. And we get to do some thank yous. We're going to start thanking people right now.
Absolutely.
But before we do that, Habo is just dying to go into the Olympic report.
Absolutely. The brought to you by Fridays.
Fridays.
Where we will have the celebration of our 500th show next Monday, October 9th at 6:15. And don't forget, Fridays to go. So if you're going home after work and you want to pick up something to take home for the family, swing by Fridays and pick up some delicious. Frank brought some appetizers in here.
Meatballs.
Robert and Vince have been enjoying them while we've been on the air.
We got the pot stickers, which are incredible. What else do we have over there, guys?
Wings.
Oh, the wings. Holy cow. If you've never had their wings, oh, my God, you're missing out.
Well, if you haven't, get them next Monday for our celebration. 6:15, October 9th, Fridays, Broad and Glenmore.
Glenside.
Glenmore, I'm thinking about Charlottesville and the development over there. But anyway, Glenside. All right, Olympic news. Women's field hockey ranked number 7. They defeated Miami over the weekend 2-0. Their record now is 7-4. Women's soccer battled to a 1-1 tie with number 17 Duke over the weekend. Women's soccer is now 5-2-4. A lot of ties there. And men's soccer late last week had a big win over Louisville, 3-0. The men's soccer team now 6-3-1, and clearly Coach Gelnovac has got his guys improving and hopefully get ready for the NCAA tournament later this fall.
You know, I think Coach Gelnovac had a major milestone last week or two. How many wins was that?
I forget, but you're
right. Was it 200 wins?
Yeah, it's a bunch, and he's obviously won national championships at Virginia. The soccer program has been great at Virginia for decades, so certainly wish him the very best, and hopefully the men's soccer team continues to excel.
All right, let's jump into the ACC. We talked about the upcoming schedule this weekend already. You know, I think it's fairly remarkable. You know, Clemson showed us something by going to the Dome and playing a really good Syracuse team. This is one of the better Syracuse teams. And they managed to handle them 31-14. The question is, will they handle Wake this coming weekend? And then can they sort of regroup coming down the stretch and keep winning? Now, Notre Dame is at Louisville. I'm predicting an upset alert here. The game is on ABC. I'm not sure why Notre Dame is favored by 6.5 because they didn't really distinguish themselves in Durham. I thought they looked rather pedestrian. They ran the ball so for such a powerful team. And the Dukies showed me something. So this is going to be interesting to me. Notre Dame on the road again. Something's got to give. And I'm predicting that the Cards pull off the upset.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule. Two road games back-to-back. And Duke clearly is a much improved football team under Coach Elko. He's done a terrific job there.
All right, I want to talk about Virginia real quick. A couple things. The things that I like from last weekend. Obviously, Tony Muscat showed us a lot in that first half. 3 scoring passes. Let me tell you something. For a guy to have been out of the lineup as long as he's been, for him to come back from that shoulder injury and play that well, remarkable. The second half, not so much. Was it the play calling, or was he just rusty? I don't know. Offensive coordinator Des Kitchings, great game plan again to start the game, but after halftime, not so much. To me, that's a red flag. He has not shown me a second half this year. Malik Washington, the wide receiver that transferred from Northwestern, high kudos. He has been playing extraordinary football.
Is he the one that caught the Hail Mary?
No, that was Malachi Fields.
Yeah, he's what, 6'4"?
Washington caught the first touchdown pass and has been catching more passes than anybody.
Well, clearly the two wideouts are terrific.
All right, place kicker Will Bettridge kicked that 45-yard field goal. That's his career long. To do that, to tie the game, outstanding. High marks to him. The UVA O-line showed me a lot in the first half. Second half. UVA D-line, excellent first half. Again, not so much in the second half. Now, they do get Ben Smiley back, who's been injured. I think that's going to help them a lot. Negatives. I don't know what's happening in halftime at Virginia, but they need to change everything. Whatever they're saying, stop it. Try something new. And Coach Elliott, it's on you.
I think they're making dinner reservations.
I don't know. Maybe they're playing with their cell phones. The UVA offense after halftime, ugh. UVAD, they didn't have any run defense. They collapsed. They gave up too many yards. Tackle the quarterback hard and make him earn his yards. UVA special teams, with the exception of the field goal, which they made late, they were anything but good. They were lackluster once again. UVA injuries are stacking up. I'm worried about that.
Well, depth should not be a problem this week because FCS schools have fewer scholarships. So
yeah,
you can't complain about depth playing against an FCS school.
But all the games thereafter worry me. All right.
Well, absolutely. They do have a week off after next week's
show.
Absolutely. You're looking at, what, Billy McMullen or David Sloan, Bobby Call, and Dr. Jody Smith.
And we have Dave Deck in studio with us. David Sloan is a firm yes. He will lead off the show. UVA running back who was there just before I went to UVA. You knew David Sloan.
Absolutely.
Bobby Call is going to try to call in. Billy McMullen is going to call in. And Dave Deck will be in studio. It will be a great show.
Great
Dr.
show.
Dr. Jody Smith.
Yeah.
How fitting.
Jody is terrific. He's been with us since day one. We'll talk next Monday and see you at Friday's.
Go Hoos. Beat the Tribe.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Sabre, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Not heard that.
Syracuse is at UNC. The Tar Heels are favored by 8.5. Syracuse is still smarting after losing at home to Clemson. I think Carolina will cover. Wake is at Clemson, and Clemson's favored by 21 on Saturday. Georgia Tech is at Miami. Miami's favored by 21. Notre Dame is at Louisville.
That may be the game of the weekend in the league.
And believe it or not, Notre Dame is favored at Louisville, and I'm predicting this as my upset alert. I think the Cards will beat Notre Dame in Louisville. What do you think?
Those are some definitely some interesting games. I mean, those are some of my thoughts. A lot of good games this weekend. I'll try to catch as many games as I can this weekend. I don't want to jinx anybody, so I don't really have a predicament.
All right, so VPI is at Florida State. That's the last game that I have not mentioned.
What's the line on that?
Florida State is favored by 24. I think that's too much. I'm going to predict right now that VPI stays within single digits down there in Tallahassee, and I think it's going to surprise the Noles because I think the Hokie quarterback got some confidence this past week, and the running back got some confidence.
Yeah, Florida State's had a week. I would say Florida State by a couple of touchdowns, but you're right. 24 is too many.
That's too many points.
Yeah,
that's a big number. 24.
That's a lot of points.
Things happen. So
I mean, Boston College gave the Free Shoes U a little scare 2 weeks ago. I think the Hokies are going to give the Noles all they can handle.
I don't know. Doak Campbell, that's a tough place to go. I'm sure Chouinard knows that.
Chouinard, we want to thank you and your family and friends, and we wish you the best of luck at the Pee Wee football right now.
I hope you're
having fun.
Hope your kid wins the game, you know? We lost him, I think
we lost him. All right, we're going to go to break. We got the Olympic Sports Report, and Habo and I will talk about the coming weeks and the standings for the ACC and also the top 25 rankings which have come out in the last 24 hours. Stay with us. Who's Talking continues after the break. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having a feast of noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan. TheSaber.com.
Jeff McDonald & Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald & Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the 804-888-8888.
From 1982 to 1985, Charles McDaniel was a dominating linebacker for the Hoos, even setting a UVA record with 130 tackles in 1983. Now, serving as president and CEO of Hildrip Moving and Storage, McDaniel's game plan is simple: to be the best moving services company, period. He and his expert team help move individuals, government agencies, and companies near or far. So next time you need help moving, trust a Hoo to get the job done. And call Hildrip at 1-800-476-6600.
My name is Jody Smith, and I'm a sports medicine specialist with Ortho Virginia. We provide medical coverage to local college athletic programs like U of R, Hampton Sydney, and many local high schools throughout Richmond. During football season, we see a lot of traumatic injuries, but we also see a lot of overuse injuries in knee and shoulder. Overuse injuries are often easily prevented by making changes in the technique, duration, and intensity of exercise. By making these changes, we can eliminate downtime and keep patients active in a way that eliminates their pain.
To learn more about sports medicine or to schedule an appointment with Dr. Smith, visit OrthoVirginia.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the pergola lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright.
Thank you to all the Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of Virginia Athletics. This is Chico Bennett Jr., defensive end for your Virginia Cavaliers. Your contributions help our team excel in the classroom, competition, and in the community. Go Hoos, baby.
Hi, I'm Tony Elliott. I encourage you to support our efforts to build the model program by becoming a member of the Virginia Athletics Foundation today.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555 or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with family and friends, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
The brand new grilled and sauce menu offers char-grilled steaks, chicken, and seafood with a variety of new sauces and sides. Fridays has some amazing new happy hour specials.
Relax and take in Richmond's best TV package with $5 appetizers like saucy boneless wings, crispy Philly egg rolls, and the popular Szechuan pot stickers.
Don't forget what Fridays is known for: delicious cocktails, cold beers, and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Bringing you the latest with all things UVA athletics. It's Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Final segment tonight of Who's Talking, show number 499. Unbelievable. Number 499, Who's Talking. Hobbo and I are going to launch into the Olympic Sports Report, and then we're going to sort of put a bow on all the ACC contests as well as the ACC standings, upcoming shows, including the 500 show next week. And there's some news surrounding that. Hobbo doesn't even know about it yet. And we get to do some thank yous. We're going to start thanking people right now.
Absolutely.
But before we do that, Hobbo is just dying to go into the Olympic Report.
Absolutely. The brought to you by Fridays.
Fridays.
Where we will have the celebration of our 500th show next Monday, October 9th at 6:15. And don't forget, Fridays to go. So if you're going home after work and you want to pick up something to take home for the family, swing by Fridays and pick up some delicious. Frank brought some appetizers in here.
Meatballs.
Robert and Vince have been enjoying them while we've been on the air.
We got the pot stickers, which are incredible. What else do we have over there, guys?
Wings.
Oh, the wings. Holy cow. If you've never had their wings, oh, my God, you're missing out.
Well, if you haven't, get them next Monday for our celebration. 6:15, October 9th, Fridays, Broad and Glenmore.
Glenside.
Glenmore, I'm thinking about Charlottesville and the development over there. But anyway, Glenside. All right, Olympic news. Women's field hockey ranked number 7. They defeated Miami over the weekend 2-0. Their record now is 7-4. Women's soccer battled to a 1-1 tie with number 17 Duke over the weekend. Women's soccer is now 5-2-4. A lot of ties there. And men's soccer late last week had a big win over Louisville, 3-0. The men's soccer team now 6-3-1, and clearly Coach Gelnovac has got his guys improving and hopefully get ready for the NCAA tournament later this fall.
You know, I think Coach Gelnovac had a major milestone last week or two. How many wins was that?
I forget, but you're
was
right.
Was it 200
yeah.
wins?
Yeah, it's a bunch, and he's obviously won national championships at Virginia. The soccer program has been great at Virginia for decades, so certainly wish him the very best, and hopefully the men's soccer team continues to excel.
All right, let's jump into the ACC. We talked about the upcoming schedule this weekend already. You know, I think it's fairly remarkable. You know, Clemson showed us something by going to the Dome and playing a really good Syracuse team. This is one of the better Syracuse teams. And they managed to handle them 31-14. The question is, will they handle Wake this coming weekend? And then can they sort of regroup coming down the stretch and keep winning? Now, Notre Dame is at Louisville. I'm predicting an upset alert here. The game is on ABC. I'm not sure why Notre Dame is favored by 6.5 because they didn't really distinguish themselves in Durham. I thought they looked rather pedestrian. They ran the ball so-so for such a powerful team. And the Dukies showed me something. So this is going to be interesting to me. Notre Dame on the road again. Something's got to give. And I'm predicting that the Cards pull off the upset.
Yeah, that's a tough schedule. Two road games back-to-back. And Duke clearly is a much-improved football team under Coach Elko. He's done a terrific job there.
All right, I want to talk about Virginia real quick. A couple things. The things that I like from last weekend. Obviously, Tony Muscat showed us a lot in that first half. 3 scoring passes. Let me tell you something. For a guy to have been out of the lineup as long as he's been, for him to come back from that shoulder injury and play that well, remarkable. The second half, not so much. Was it the play calling, or was he just rusty? I don't know. Offensive coordinator Des Kitchings, great game plan again to start the game, but after halftime, not so much. To me, that's a red flag. He has not shown me a second half this year. Malik Washington, the wide receiver that transferred from Northwestern, high kudos. He has been playing extraordinary football.
Is he the one that caught the Hail Mary?
No, that was Malachi Fields.
Yeah, he's what, 6'4"?
Washington caught the first touchdown pass and has been catching more passes than anybody.
Well, clearly the two wideouts are terrific.
All right, place kicker Will Bettridge kicked that 45-yard field goal. That's his career long. To do that, to tie the game, outstanding. High marks to him. The UVA O-line showed me a lot in the first half. Second half. UVA D-line, excellent first half. Again, not so much in the second half. Now, they do get Ben Smiley back, who's been injured. I think that's going to help them a lot. Negatives. I don't know what's happening in halftime at Virginia, but they need to change everything. Whatever they're saying, stop it. Try something new. And Coach Elliott, it's on you.
I think they're making dinner reservations.
I don't know. Maybe they're playing with their cell phones. The UVA offense after halftime, UVA D, they didn't have any run defense. They collapsed. They gave up too many yards. Tackle the quarterback hard and make him earn his yards. UVA special teams, with the exception of the field goal, which they made late, they were anything but good. They were lackluster once again. UVA injuries are stacking up. I'm worried about that. So,
well, depth should not be a problem this week because FCS schools have fewer scholarships. So
yeah,
you can't complain about depth playing against an FCS school.
But all the games thereafter worry me. All right.
Well, absolutely.
Next week's show.
Absolutely. You're looking at what, Billy McMullen or David Sloan, Bobby Call, and Dr. Jody Smith.
And we have Dave Deck in studio with us. David Sloan is a firm yes. He will lead off the show. UVA running back who was there just before I went to UVA. You knew David Sloan.
Absolutely.
Bobby Call is going to try to call in. Billy McMullen is going to call in. And Dave Deck will be in studio. It'll be a great show.
Great
Dr.
show.
Dr. Jody Smith.
Yeah.
How fitting.
Jody is terrific. He's been with us since day one. We'll talk next Monday and see you at Friday's.
Go Hoos. Beat the Tribe.
Thanks for listening to Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank, Jeff McDonald and Associates, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, The Saber, Hilldrop Moving and Storage, Canal Capital, Virginia Athletics Foundation, Maxwell and Associates, Invictus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.